11, Mishnah 2, Ketzad, how so? Shtei Guzdaros, if you've got two balconies, Zu Keneged, Zu Berushus HaRabim, and they are next to each other on opposite sides of the public domain. So, right, so as we explained in the last Mishnah, HaMoshet VaZorek Mizulazu Pater. If a person hands over, he passes from one to the other, or he throws from one to the other, Pater, he is exempt. That's the opinion of the sages, that we don't look at it as if it has come to rest in the public domain. Hayushtayim bidyuta, but if they're next to each other in a row, he's got on the one side of the street, he's got his two private domains next to each other, then hamoshet chayev, if he passes from one to the other, chayev, then he is obligated in a sin offering. Vazorek, but if he throws from one to the other, pater, he would be exempt from a sin offering. And why? Shekach hayasa avoidas halavim. Because this was the way the Levim did the work in the tabernacle. Shtei agalos zu achazu, they had two wagons parked one next to the other. And Berushus HaRabim, they were parked in a public domain because they were parked in the desert. And there was the whole Jewish nation passing through, counted as a public domain. Moshitin hakrashim mezulazu. And then what they would do was they would pass the krashim, the boards that were used to erect the tabernacle, they would pass them from one wagon to the other. And therefore, you see that passing from one private domain to another private domain was the Torah prohibition of passing. Of a lo zorkin, but they never threw them. They didn't throw them from one wagon to the other. So therefore, throwing doesn't from one private domain to the other doesn't come into the Torah prohibition. Right? Chulya sabor, completely different case. The rim of a bore of a well. What's going on over here is if they dig up a well and the sand that they get out of the well, they put around the rim, so they make like a little wall around the rim of the well. Vasela, or there is a rock in the public domain, and in both of these cases, Shen Gvoina Sara Varachban Arba. The heart is 10 tvachim high. So the rim is 10 handbreadths high, or the rock is 10 handbreadths high, and the width of it is 4 handbreadths. So it's got to be 10 by 4. In those cases, I no tell them by no sen al agaban, if one takes something from on top of the rim or the rock, or puts something onto the rim or the rock, he is liable for a sin offering. He does it inadvertently. And the reason being that if it is 10 ha and 4 wide, we consider it as a private domain. It's a private domain. So if you put something on there, it's teaching us the minimum dimensions of a private domain. 10 tvachim ha and 4 wide. Yeah. Pachos mikan, if it's less than that, then pater, then it is, you would be exempt, because less than that, we don't look at it as a private domain, but rather we look at it as a karmelis, or if it was even smaller than that, it would become what we call a makum patur, it's a space that has no category, and therefore if he passes to it or from it, he wouldn't be liable for a sin offering if he did it inadvertently.